Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers went down to San Antonio and found themselves 3-6. A 118-105 loss to the San Antonio Spurs that... It didn't leave me feeling down on the game at all.
No, I mean, the big part of that is...
Perimeter shooting did, but other than that, it was... Yeah.
The return of Shaden Sharpe made this, like, fun and interesting and viable, and he gets out on the court, and then his first shot is a pull-up mid-range shot, which is kind of like the star shot, and it looks clean, soft, gentle, beautiful. And I say all that, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but also dead serious of, like, he has the markers of a guy who scores in the region that stars score in the area that you have to score in when they're running you off the three-point line and they're packing the paint. Can you take and make this shot? And that was his first shot of the season. It was his first shot in almost a year. Like, think about that for a second. Shaden Sharpe has not played basketball since January 10th.
Yeah. It's been 10 months.
It's been a long time since he's been on the basketball court, okay? And he went out there, plays 20 minutes, and you saw things that I don't think you could have been happier about. I think it was maybe the best possible outcome. Zero hesitancy. Challenges Wemby on a drive and finishes it off the very top of the glass after putting his shoulder into him and just incredible contortionist body control, soft touch finish. He hits the back cut for the dunk. He moves without the ball. He hits the catch and shoot three. He has a, oh my God, like the game was over at that point in time, but did you see the block he had?
No.
He just comes out of nowhere and reaches it after it's left the Spurs player's hand. And he just says, no, not today. And it was like one of those outlier, oh my God, athleticism moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the play of the night for me. It was his best pass of his career.
The difficulty on that pass was 10 out of 10.
He put it in a window. It was, to go football analogy, he did what Dylan Gabriel did against Michigan and put it under a guy's arm.
And he threw it across the lane that was congested.
Threw two guys.
Kicked out to a very tough spot on the floor because it wasn't in the corner. It wasn't
smack in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, it's a tough pass to make.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. That was a great pass by Shade.
One-handed, live dribble, look away, rip through the middle. I'm in my office at K2, and I literally jumped out of my chair and screamed a lot of things that I can't say on
the
radio.
You have an office at K2?
I do.
Your own office?
We share it.
Oh, so yeah. It's just a room that you guys watch a game in?
Well, no, it's actually... weirdly enough, I'm actually an employee.
Oh, look at that.
I'm a producer and talent there.
Wow, look at that.
I know, right?
Big time.
I know. But yeah, I'm actually technically a K2 employee.
All right.
But yeah, we were...
They're going to regret giving you an office.
No, they're not. Because having me in an office is a better thing. Because the office is right there next to the bullpen.
Yeah, probably better than just having him out running around loose.
Yeah. No, they can close the door on me.
You're like Omar Bradley, the tiger that LSU's bringing in.
100%. You don't want me just lurking the premises.
You don't want him out.
It's a big place too.
Okay.
It's crazy. But you got everything I think you wanted to see out of Shaden Sharpe. Don't know if he's going to go tonight. I think he is. I think
they're
he is.
In Minnesota.
They're
by
in
the
Minnesota.
Way.
Yeah, they turned and burned. They got out of San Antonio.
That is a brutal back to back location too. San Antonio to Minnesota. Usually it's like Houston or Dallas,
Oklahoma City
or OKC,
New Orleans.
Well, we're same time zone at least, right? Like, is it terribly different than Portland to LA or LA to Portland on a back to back?
It's more about dealing with those two airports, even when you're flying chartered. It's just a pain.
Yeah, I think that is further. Minneapolis to San Antonio.
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah. I mean, you're still the same time zone.
Yeah.
Which is weird because the game last night was on 5 local. Though. It's going to be on 6 local tonight, even though they're in the same time zone because they're playing on Friday. But yeah, I think you saw last night what you're going to see basically night in, night out for the Portland Trailblazers.
And I like DeAndre Ayton offensively, too.
It's really nice when Anthony Simons throws him lobs, too.
Yeah.
Just hungry, hungry hippo, throw it up at the rim.
It's really hard to guard Victor Wembanyama. I think we learned that all year last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then again last night. But I thought Ayton did a good job offensively picking and choosing his spots, because at 7'6", what is Wemby's... What is his wingspan?
His wingspan is 8 feet.
Yeah. Even if you are 7'1", it is hard to get a shot over him. Yeah. It's actually might be harder if you're that big, because you're not used to having to float shots over a guy like that.
Have any kind of touch like that.
So, like, Ayton, it looked like he was finding soft spots and getting the ball out quick and trying to get anything that he could up. And I thought he was really effective in that.
I mean, he was effective. He was great on the glass. I thought DA had a really nice night, and he wasn't really part of the problem at all as far as Portland's offense. It was, and again, stop me if you've heard this before, it's a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs get up 39 threes. The Blazers get up 32.
Yeah, we knew the Blazers can't shoot. They still can't
shoot. It's not that they can't.
And that's going to lose them games like this, which I'm totally okay with.
And this is what I've been saying all along. As feisty as they are defensively and aggressive as they are, what they didn't do last night, 7 steals, 3 blocks.
Hey, full transparency, I said this yesterday. It was going to be my second screen game.
Mm.
I wasn't paying like close to attention possession by possession, but there were a heck of a lot of times where I kept looking over and it seemed like there was like a backdoor cut. Or they were finding cutters, and the defense was just like ball watching.
The Spurs are—they're in a really good spot, kind of going forward. Obviously with Wemby, but it's not that they have a bunch of—they aren't the Celtics of like they've got 5 guys that can all dribble, pass, shoot, and like take advantage of mismatches. They have a bunch of secondary creators, and they were doing this last night without Jeremy Sochan or Devin Vassell.
I was gonna say, do they have a real point guard yet?
I mean, they have Chris Paul, and then
I forgot about Chris Paul.
But they also
have
Steph Castle, and that's the thing. And you had last night Blake Wesley with 8 assists. Like, look, they had 35 assists last night. And if you go down the list, 8 for Wesley, 6 for Castle, 6 for Paul, 3 for Branham, Zach Collins, and Keldon Johnson. Like, they don't have a ton of like natural creators outside of Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But they've got a metric crap ton of secondary creators, guys that keep the ball moving, the ball pops around. And now a big part of that is assists are not always an indication of good offense as much as it is an indication of good shooting. Like last night, Zach Collins, the Blazers said, "We dare you to hit shots." You know what Zach Collins did? He hit shots. He had 14 points in 15 minutes. That's the difference in this game. That's quite literally the difference in this game. And you look at
see him do that kind of thing in Portland.
I know. I had a couple people send me some text along that last line. I'm like, yeah, the Blazers are daring Zach Collins to hit shots. The problem is Zach Collins is hitting shots. The other thing was the Blazers uncharacteristically missed quite a bit of free throws. But you take a look at it. Portland shot 48% from the field and lost.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
But this is kind of what you...
Because they allowed 54% shooting from the opponent.
And I don't think it was necessarily Portland playing poorly defensively as much as San Antonio executed like a... Honestly, like a Spurs team.
Yeah.
They looked... And again, this isn't the 2014 Spurs, but a lot of the same principles. And I think what Chris Paul does is get them a level of competency of getting into and executing that is... In the same way Denny Avdia is kind of responsible, I think, for the Blazers pushing the pace and being more physical and more aggressive, he's their bell cow in that vein. Chris Paul is that as far as reinforcing the positive playmaking stuff.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two final notes that I have. Are we going to see less of Scoot Henderson?
He had an okay game last night. Played 20 minutes, 11 points, 3 assists, cleaner floor game, only 2 turnovers. But
I don't think the stat line really, the picture that you're getting, he's looking less comfortable almost.
I thought last night his energy was better in the last couple of games. The last couple of games, he's pretty listless.
Maybe sick or something.
And that's the thing is that, you know, you always kind of throw that out there, and you can't really go game to game. You have to kind of take a step back and look at like 5-10 game chunks to kind of see. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was frustrated right now, because he probably wants more minutes. He wants more opportunity. But the problem is, and this for everybody who's screaming, Scoot and Shaden and Klingon need to start, one guy on that list is both capable of starting and being productive in that starting spot, and that's Shaden Sharpe. Mm-hmm. Donovan Klingon is not there yet. You saw him last night. He, oh boy, just running up and down, and you could see him. He was huffing and puffing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's going to hit that 30-game wall right on schedule for that rookie wall.
Also, Time Lord.
I think he's going to go tonight.
Dead or alive?
I think he's going to go tonight.
Alive.
I think that's the plan.
Okay.
So Minnesota's got a few more bigs. More traditional and Gobert and Naz Reid and Julius Randle, which I think makes things a little bit easier to deal with. But also Chauncey's dealing with having too many guys who genuinely need to play.
Yeah.
Ryan Rupert got the Noah Vonleh kind of treatment, played the 7-minute stint in the first half, and that was it.
Yeah.
And so, but holistically, if you take a step back and you're looking at everything the Blazers are, this is kind of what you want to see. You see development. You see growth. You see Shaden Sharpe go out there. You see him look productive. You see Klingon get some run against Wemby. You see Tumani Kamara. You see Denny Avdia.
Denny Avdia looked okay.
I thought, again, it was his best game so far as a Blazer. Okay. And not necessarily just the production, but like the feel.
Yeah.
He looked like he was significantly more in the flow of the game. But
did he hit a shot?
He did.
He did.
He did. Nice.
He did. A 3.
I heard that's big in basketball.
It's super useful.
But, okay, go ahead.
I was saying, they lost the game. So now they're 3-6, yeah. And they're probably going to lose tonight, and they're going to end this stretch where everybody's like, oh my God, they're winning too much, and they're going to be 3-7. Yeah, 3-7.
Yeah.
In the first 10 games.
Last note on that game, Julian Champagny is a fun name to say.
I mean, if you want to talk about fun names to say on that
I
team,
mean,
Wembanyama, yeah. Julian Champagny, Sandro Mamukashvili.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to try to say that one.
Right? That's why they call him Mamu.
But anytime I heard Champagne, I was like, isn't that that's a great name,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're just anticipating champagne, mm-hmm. and they're like, nope, Champagne.
We're going to add a little
yeah.
to the end of it.
Yeah, great name.
Apropos of nothing, if we're just talking about fun names to say.
Yep.
Apparently, I don't know if this is on Basketball Reference or what, but somebody has put up a nickname for Nikola Vucevic.
Okay.
Vucci Main.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I think that's actually an ESPN one.
Is it?
I think that might be an SVP special.
I had never seen the Vucci Mane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Vucci Mane.
Yeah. I think that's one of the ESPN guys that came up with that one back when they were allowed to have nicknames still.
Or I was going to say when they were allowed to have
personality.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those.
Yeah. I think we need Julian Champagne needs a nickname. I mean, you could call him Bubbly.
I was going to say Bubbly, yeah. Prosecco.
You're going full Cedric the Entertainer there and going, I am not calling a grown man Bubbly.
Yeah, nope, I will. But Champagne's just too fun to say.
It is.
I think you're a no-nickname guy at that point.
Well, Champagne. Do you go by Jules?
Jules Champagne.
Or just, call him, Brute.
Yep.
There you go. That works.
Yep. I mean, Pop, a wine guy, do you think he's like looking down at the draft board and being like, yeah, that's our guy?
Yeah.
He's going on the list trying to find a guy named Vino.
Yeah, he's looking for
He's like, are you actually from France, or are you just a sparkling wine?
Yeah. Nope, Staten Island. Okay, little bit of a difference.
Yeah, definitely not not growing off the vine there.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.